This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. City of Aspen voters will elect a mayor and two council seats next month. Some locals are pushing for new blood on council, largely because of the current council's vote to hold on to water rights to build dams on Castle and Maroon Creeks. Elizabeth Stewart Severy has been following the issue and is here to give us an update. So Elizabeth, what is happening now with the water rights?
So right now it's all in state water court and it's still pretty early in that process. So the city faces opposition from 10 organizations and people, including private landowners and nonprofits like Wilderness Workshop and Trout Unlimited, as well as governments, including Pitkin County and the federal government on behalf of the Forest Service. And the city's in conversation with these groups. A water court referee is involved in the process and the groups might come to some settlement. So they'll meet again in water court in May. In the meantime, it's been a hot button issue in the debates and in our candidate chats and letters to the editor. It's a pretty big focus in town right now.
Yeah, we've heard from incumbents that they don't want to give these up because they're afraid that someone else could take them. Is that true?
Well, they're called conditional rights because there's a clear condition on which they can be used. These particular rights, as they are now, can only be used for storage and specifically to build a 170-foot dam on Castle Creek and a 155-foot dam on Maroon Creek. And I've heard this from Matt Rice, who's with American Rivers. He's clear that there's nothing that says that if the city gives these up, someone else would take them. That's just not how these water rights work.
Okay, so what's the city doing before that next water court meeting?
The city is looking at a couple different things. First, they're looking to see if they really even need this storage. So a study from 2016, just last year, showed that under a bunch of different models projecting into the future, Aspen won't face a water shortage. But the city just hired a consultant, Headwaters Corporation. They're spending almost $100,000 to do a new study, which Margaret Medellin from the city utility told me is necessary because this new study will look at risks involved in providing water, things like flood, fire, drought, and they want to better understand how the city would fare if something catastrophic happens. And they say the climate models used in that 2016 study are already out of date, so they aren't convinced that the 2016 study is enough to show that we don't need more storage.
Okay, but what other options for storage is the city exploring?
So they're looking at storage in mine tunnels, which I did a story on a couple months ago. And in addition to that, and while they're waiting for kind of the results on whether or not that's something that would work, they're looking at what's called in-situ reservoirs. And that's something that looks like it might work. So Councilman Ann Mullins brought this up during a candidate chat. She sounded really excited about the idea. And what it would mean is storing water in the space basically from 6 feet underneath the soil down to the bedrock underground. And they would build a slurry wall, like a cement mud mix, to form essentially a bucket in the bedrock. One consultant that the city is working with, a geology firm in Denver, builds these reservoirs pretty regularly. Their website says they do 2 or 3 every year. And it would be underground, not flooding a valley or anything like that, as a way to store water.
Huh, interesting. Okay, so where would those go?
Well, that's still very much in the works, but Margaret Medellin told me that one area they're considering is underneath the Aspen Golf Course. So that's kind of what the consultants are looking at right now, is like what kind of geological formations might work for something like this. The first step just with the mines is to look at that. And then from there, it's figuring out like the land use and also this issue of whether or not they could move those storage rights that right now are specifically for reservoirs on those areas on Castle and Maroon Creeks to elsewhere in our community.
Okay. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Kristen.
Elizabeth is the environment reporter for Aspen Public Radio. To hear that interview with Matt Rice with American Rivers, go to aspenpublicradio.org.